A big part of what I do is helping to educate people about what trauma is, which is essentially any kind of distressing, painful, confusing, hurtful experience that the mind and body are not able to resolve. And so when something happens to you and it feels harmful, irrespective of how big it is, because that's the word that people like to use a lot in therapy. I don't know if this was big enough to count as trauma. And it doesn't really matter what the situation is. It matters how you respond to the situation. And so if your response to something is to feel harmed, and when there isn't an opportunity in your environment or within your internal resources to resolve that harm, that becomes trauma that lives in your body and it lives in your unconscious and sometimes in your conscious mind. And it impacts the way that you move through the world. I often refer to trauma as a lens. It's a pair of glasses that gets put onto us, and it filters everything that we see, and it filters the way that we receive information from people coming in and the way that we respond with information coming out. And the work, I think, of trauma recovery is to first recognize that you're wearing this lens to understand how did these lenses get put on to me? What does this come from? And then there's this kind of long period of recognizing that you're wearing the lenses, but you're not really sure how to take them off yet. And so there's this kind of beautiful, but messy and difficult kind of internal struggle that you have where you recognize that you've been traumatized. You know that you're responding to things in an unhelpful way. And yet you don't really know how to do it differently yet, because your cognitive capacities, you know, your logical brain knows that, oh, this is a response from the past, but your physical body or emotional spirit hasn't gotten online with that cognitive realization yet. And so until we make that kind of head, heart, head, body connection, we're just walking around knowing that we're not responding appropriately, knowing that we're not perceiving things appropriately, struggling with whether or not to believe, you know, our intuition, or whether or not to say, wait, maybe that's not a good intuition. Maybe that's my trauma response. And so it takes a while to figure that out and learn how to trust yourself again and learn how to trust others again and learn how to regulate your autonomic nervous system again. And like I said, it's messy work, but it's beautiful work. And it's such a powerful, life-changing experience for people. And when you ask, how did I, you know, get into this work? It was, you know, doing my own trauma healing work. And it was the guidance of a couple really talented and compassionate therapists who helped me really recognize my own trauma story and do that reconciliation work. And when I got to the other side, I'd had such a remarkable transformation that I knew I had found my calling.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.